It's a first for everything. I'll get more coordinated as I continue these walk journeys. I like these. I always say I like these once I'm on them, but prior to getting ready for it and, you know, deciding to get in the car and go to a trail, you better believe it, I am not down for it. Once I'm here, I'm happy about it. Why do I go on these walks? Because I have a fierce habit of staying in my room and just running the same thoughts that I say I so badly want to stop thinking about. But staying in that room, I will indefinitely spin those same thoughts. So going for these walks, ta-da, no more thoughts. They definitely try their best to like knock on my door, but I'm busy walking, so I'm not answering. You know what I'm saying? I used to think, oh, I don't like scripted. It's best to speak from the heart and whatnot. But for anybody who hasn't ever picked up a camera before and filmed what they want to say, what they really want to say, you'd be surprised how those thoughts that you wanted to share so badly just disappear. Right now, I'm doing okay because I know I have something written down. My brain isn't pressured to be like, dude, what was it that I wanted to say? I thought about it so good yesterday. And what do I end up saying? I should have wrote it down. So here I am, journal in hand, today being the day of my appointment. So I took a glance at what I wrote down and I think I got this. So here we go. I always knew I was affected by my parents' divorce. I always knew I was affected by my father's immediate remarry. And I definitely always knew I was affected by the emotional neglect and the manipulation from all three parental figures. I always knew I was affected by the relationships, toxic relationships that I got into as a teenager. I always knew I was increasing the trauma as these things piled up, but I just didn't know how badly I was affected and let alone what to do about it. So during the 4 years that I was in therapy, not with a psychiatrist, just a regular therapist, I could have swore I was being honest, but turns out I was bold-faced lying to myself about thinking I was being honest. And that was quite the shocker. But deep down inside, you kind of know, like, yeah. I was extremely transparent about, you know, the description of the upbringing and, you know, they did this and so-and-so happened and all this stuff happened. I was very descriptive with that. But I so conveniently left out where I was currently in life, how I was unhappy and, you know, not, you know, satisfied with myself as far as how I was behaving and whatnot. But instead of facing that, I kept choosing to, you know, take it out on the people closest to me. And, you know, the truth was that I didn't want to face it. The truth now is I want to face it. I don't want to behave that way anymore. And so the truth I have to face is I need help doing that. Hence the psychiatry appointment. I'm pretty much just going to go in there and, you know, try to be as honest as possible, because that's the whole goal, is taking off the years of layers of hiding my authentic self. And I think I've been doing that a lot longer than I thought. It's exciting. Like, I have no idea what's gonna come of this, but I know it's gonna be good. Wow. When they said uphill, they were not lying. Okay. Oh, you weak, girl. Room for improvement. I'm proud of myself. And we need these moments of solitude, of being proud of ourselves for the little things. I took the road, the harder one, because I never do. So how's that, brain? How's that? Didn't feel like doing it? Well, we're doing it. Check that out. Like that, that's gorgeous. I do feel like there's like just a little bit more of the path to go a little more up, but as I was walking, there was some ruffling in the woods. And you know that, you know, your inclination of like, yeah, turn around. Like, I'm alone, so depending on how big the animal is, it is nature. I can't be mad, you know. Just gotta be smart. Anyway, we did it. Check it out. Thoughts. What are my thoughts? I'll be honest, man, because that's the whole idea. Reward system isn't going crazy. I do feel accomplished, but it's not like, it's not anything crazy. I think possibly has to do with the fact that, you know, I know that there's a little more of the path to go, but it's like, did I chicken out? Yes, I did. But I can literally see, like, the hill is done going higher, so. I mean, come on. Is this not the top? Like, you get it, right? Let me know in the comments if you think that I didn't get the accomplishment. So I could read it and not care. What's interesting is the brain has a funny way of being like, that's it? But it's like, hey, just because I don't feel, you know, crazy reward system winnings or whatever, doesn't mean this isn't incredible. That was actually really profound. Like, look at this. Look at God. You know what I mean? Like, who made that hill? I want to know. Well, obviously. All right. Well, I'll start walking down now, which is going to be fun because I feel like it's like on the way up, you're just focused on getting to the top. But on the way down, you get to see all the things you missed on the way. Ooh. It's a great day. You know, being active about getting out there, getting outside of my goddamn bedroom, you know. This is beautiful. I think it's really starting to hit me. Day one of really being, you know, active and adamant about doing this. I guess I'm just taking it in. I guess that's what you're supposed to do, right? I feel like life has such a fast-paced, you know, movement sometimes. You forget, like, oh yeah, take it in. The amount of stimulation that exists in the world today is like, crazy. Crazy, 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 crazy. It's getting kind of cold now. You know what's crazy is as I stand up here and I see, like, you know, obviously houses down there and, like, towns and, you know, cars, freeway, all the stuff. This is only one town. It's like there's, no matter how much you can hear the number of population in the entire world, when you're zoomed in to one little area and you realize, like, all these people in this area is just one area, it's like that's a lot of people. And you forget, like, you're all on this earth. And I think that's the whole journey of, like, finding connection is that we're all on this one earth. You know what I'm saying? Unless some of you are out there where you've transcended, your consciousness is elsewhere. I don't know. I have yet to get there. So I've gotten there a few times, but not enough to say, like, I'm no longer here. Anyway, all right, let's walk down. If I'm honest, guys, like, getting the diagnosis of MDD and BPD, like, I have a lot of homework to do to, like, study up on how it works. But for whatever reason, like, it doesn't hit me. It hasn't hit me yet where it's like, oh, you know, I totally get everything now. It's like a slow process of understanding, like, oh, okay. So, like, actually, like, clinically depressed. Like, depression is such a saturated topic that I feel like people underestimate how deep that really can run. I know I did. Because it's like, you hear somebody, it's like, yeah, like, I'm depressed. It's like, that can mean, like, literally what I'm reading so far, it's like, that can mean just your mood at the moment or whatever, but it's like, on a clinical level, it can really keep you from living life, like, in general. Not to be blown out of proportion, but it's also not to be underestimated. Does that make sense? One of the biggest things is I'm no longer, you know, guessing. You know, I'm not self-diagnosing myself anymore, where it's like, I'm pretty sure I have this. You guys, I don't even know if I want to share with you guys what I thought I had going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, and for those of you who don't know, sometimes diagnosis criteria can overlap. So let's just say, like, for example, ADHD is in there, but I'm not diagnosed with hardcore ADHD. Do you understand? Like, traits from other disorders can be mixed in there, but the general main one, yeah, you gotta go find that out from somebody who knows what they're talking about. I went to 4 different therapists before I chose to finally go to an actual psychiatrist. Like, that's a long journey. And that's kind of what discouraged me for a while, Because I'm like, dude, fucking A, I'm just running through these therapists. It's like, my brain did that thing where it's like, you're broken, you're unfixable. It's like, no, I'm not. Relax. I'm just not looking at it right. I wonder how that actually happened. I'll have to ask God when I die. So anyway, I say all that to say, this is a in real time journey. And you should know, this isn't my first time attempting taking you guys on this journey with me. Like literally, my first approach was, don't get the diagnosis yet, just tell them about the story. It's like, well, what good is telling them the story if you don't really know like what's really going on underneath? Like, it was such a vital piece that I avoided for so long. I think I was afraid of what I would find out. I was afraid of that, and maybe mixed with, it would just become more real. And now, you know, let's really do something about it. One of the things that my psychiatrist mentioned was angry outbursts. And I was like, oh my God. I would have never thought that anger would have like been anything connected to depression, clinical depression. Like, I would have never thought that. And that's why you go to a professional, because they understand those kinds of links. If I'm honest, guys, like being diagnosed with the depression part, even though it's titled major depressive disorder, it's like my brain is like, lame. It's like, wow, you found out you were a sad ass. Like, you're sad. But it's like, hey, be nice. It's like, whose fucking voice is that? You know what I mean? Like, whoever that, hey, bring her in, sit her down, give her a fucking cup of tea, and let's talk. Like, what's going on? Why do you have that attitude? Did somebody have that attitude towards you about being sad? And it's like, yeah. Like, actually, I wasn't allowed to be sad about what was going on. Or should I say, I was met with anger. I was met with anger about being sad. Oh my gosh, you guys, see? Real time. This is in real time. Oh my God. That actually made me feel really cool. I don't know why. But, oh, that's funny. Like, God is so cool that he's like, look, I know you like went through things, but like the process of going through it, I know it's gonna be tough. Okay, there's gonna be times where it's like a lot of tears, whatever. But check this out. Once you're past that, you're gonna crack up. It's like, I am? Like, you're gonna have a great time laughing about it. It's like, wow, look at this, bills. I'm sorry, not right now. I just had a breakthrough. You see that? Look at that energy just trying to bring me down. I do have to pay that though. And this is why you gotta get your mental health right. You know what I'm saying? You can start doing things better. You can start, you know what I'm saying? Handling your biz, making a bigger bag, handling your fucking bills. God damn. Anyway. But yeah, dude, you get to laugh about what was once something you bawled your eyes out on. It's like, let's get to that. I know it's gonna be tough. I'm not saying it's not gonna be tough. I'm saying, if I could just remember that on the other side of that, I could crack the fuck up. Oh, come on, bring on the fucking laughter, dude. Bring on the tears so that I could get to the laughter. I gotta remember that. I can't believe that I got that in real time. I love it. I just love it. I looked at my footage from the other day, and there was something on my lip the whole time I was talking, and I'm thinking like, oh, this is gonna be so good for the video to come together and whatever. Cause I felt good after, right? I got back from the hike and I was like, ooh, I did it. I went on my hike, I shared, you know, whatever, all the stuff. I felt good. I must have felt too good because the universe was like, yeah, we need to just humble that a little bit. There's something on your lip the whole time. The whole time? The whole time. Yeah, the whole time. Matter of fact, it even moved. It didn't leave, it moved. So first it was on the top lip, then when I was up on the mountain, it was on my bottom lip. I was like, are you fucking serious?